This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
So today is my second day of quarantine. It is Thursday, the 25th of June, 2020. My name is Nkosi Mnisi, and I am a broadcaster at Vowe FM and also a first-year student at the University of the Witwatersrand. This is the second episode of my journey with COVID-19, a special and exclusive podcast series, exclusive to Vowe FM 88.1. So today my symptoms have actually stabilized. It's been quite a stable day. I'm happy to report that I haven't developed any new symptoms, or, you know, better yet, my symptoms haven't progressed, you know, to get worse or intensified thereof. I have, you know, developed a bit of a flu sore on my lip, which is like a blister, but that is also under control. I was feeling a bit nauseous today, but I think also with the medication and the balancing of my diet and having to tweak my diet here and there, it could have been the cause of that. But nothing alarming, nothing, you know, that got me to call my doctor and seek advice. I've managed quite well with the help of my family. So in terms of the physicality, I'm feeling a whole lot better. I've made significant progress. But today I want to talk about the emotional side of being diagnosed with COVID-19 and the strain that perhaps it might have on myself as an individual and thereof my family, you know, because I can only imagine the fear that they have. As I've said, we are keeping distance, you know, my family is avoiding, and I'm avoiding interacting with them. They're wearing their masks around me, you know, when they have to bring me food, which also has, you know, the utensils and whatnot has to be sanitized. Afterwards, I have to sanitize them as well, and they have to be washed immediately, and so on and so forth. But I'm remaining in my room. I'm using a separate bathroom from them, and sanitizing all the things that I use after use and also before use. So that's the sort of dynamic that is happening. You know, I haven't really had a conversation with my family about, you know, how they're feeling, but I can see the worry in their eyes. You know, they panicked a bit, but I think now they, you know, less panicky, and they're starting to adjust to this new way of doing things, you know, for the next 2 weeks. And hopefully just for the next 2 weeks, so that I retest, and it comes out negative within the 14 days or thereafter that 14 days. So, you know, quite frankly, I must say, you know, for me, I'm very hopeful. I'm a very spiritual and religious person. So that's really coming in handy. And also the support that I'm receiving from my friends, family and colleagues is immense. And some people that I don't know on social media, you know, people that, you know, have tested positive, are infected or affected, you know, they know someone, they say, saying that, you know what, you're going to get through this. It's going to get better. And, you know, just chatting to some people and saying, okay, how do you feel after this certain period? But of course, it's not the same for everyone. You know, the journey is different for each and every single person. So my journey thus far is as it stands. You know, my symptoms are under control. They're getting much better. It's only been 2 days, but my medication is working, especially the antibiotics, you know, and I have to, you know, really send a shout out to my doctor who immediately started me on treatment before even getting the test results, which I think has helped us buy time, and I should heal indeed within the 14 days. So that's how I'm feeling at the moment. That's where I'm at the moment. And, you know, I'm continuing just, you know, educating myself more as well so that I can educate people on the different signs and what they could possibly mean. I'm no medical doctor, but from my own experience, perhaps I could just, you know, help educate and inform someone else, and, you know, families that perhaps have family members or friends or colleagues or people they know that are going through this, and how best you can support that person. For me, it's really just, you know, keeping your distance from that person and supporting them from afar, you know. And if you're a spiritual and believer, then taking time to really think about that person, put them in your thoughts and prayers. So that's how it's been today. I'm also continuing with my ginger, honey, and lemon mixture. There's a good cough syrup that I'm taking, which has really helped with the cough. I no longer have a cough, or let me rather say it's no longer severe, because it doesn't cause chest pains. My breathing is still normal. I'm breathing well. I'm able to sleep as well, able to rest. So that is very, very good. So positive news. I'm remaining optimistic and remaining positive. And as I said, I'm strong and I'm bold, and I will indeed beat this. I look forward to the day where I'm going to be telling you guys that, listen, I have tested negative and I have beat this. So you continue to stay at home. Only go out when it's necessary, and sanitize, wear your masks in public, avoid moving around unnecessarily. And if you develop any signs, self-isolate. Also, if it progresses, seek medical attention as soon as possible. I'll be back tomorrow with episode 3 of my journey with COVID-19, but have a great night. God bless you. Good night. Bye-bye.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1. Or stream via www.vofm.co.za.